Log Talk Radio.
Daphne, can you hear me? Okay, which I'm also on the, another line on the 646 number. I'm actually in there. They said I was in the queue. But I can't hear you. I'm actually on a different phone. this call, this phone I'm on right now is 203. Does that matter?
Good morning. Okay, callers. We have still 4 minutes. Good morning. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, how is it in Rochester this morning?
Well, it is one of the rare days where the sun is shining brightly, and it feels like a Colorado morning.
my heavens. We are experiencing a bright sunshine here this morning. So, I'm excited that we are on the air. Technology has a mind of its own, but we still embrace it. So, welcome, 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 Jennifer. For those who did not hear you when you were on the first time, would you like to take a few minutes and just introduce yourself, and then we'll go directly into the Vision Conference. We have 38 minutes remaining in the segment.
That's fantastic. Thank you for having me. I want to be a model for someone out there that's listening. I remember when I was 8 years old was the first time I contemplated consciousness. And I remember starting to think about who am I in relation to the world. And I had a dream as an 8-year-old child. And as a 40-year-old woman, I'm actually beginning to live that dream. So my message out there is for anyone at any age who had an inclination that you were special, that you had a gift to give the world, and wonders when your time will come. Keep focusing on what you're doing, and it will definitely take its own course in its own divine time, but it is there. And so my message really is that, you know, my name's Jennifer Sertl. I'm an executive coach in Rochester, New York, and I do leadership development. But the most important thing about me is that I'm a normal, common person that simply had big ideas in wanting to make a difference in the world and just made choice after choice that led me in either in the right direction or choice after choice that led me to more pain, and I learned from it. And, you know, I'm the same as you. I just hope that my story inspires you to continue to have the courage and the faith to continue, regardless of what whitewater life is showing you now.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's exactly what the Vision Conference is all about. As I mentioned earlier on while we were waiting on Jennifer to call in, I did mention that the Vision Conference is designed to help us really connect with our calling and purpose, or try to sort it out. And Jennifer came on and affirmed that. You heard her mentioned about a dream she had as an 8-year-old girl. And 32 years later, she's living and walking in that dream and impacting the world. So listen up this morning. It is never, never, never too late to begin that journey that you were called to travel. And do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Okay? I want you to remember that. And today being the 16th day of March 2010, I want for you to write that down, and you keep it in your wallet or in your purse. And for the men, you put it in your wallet so you can always read that to encourage you. All right, so Vision Weekend Conference 2010. Jennifer, thank you for accepting to be one of the experts that come there to help others refocus, rethink, and redesign what they are doing and how they do it. If I would ask you, what does the Vision Conference mean to you, Jennifer? What would you tell me?
Well, I think that it would be a moment in time where the people that are called to be there can actually give themselves the space to think about what they're doing and what where they're headed. And, you know, what I feel so honored to be at the Vision Conference simply because I have had so many wonderful teachers in my life, and I feel so compelled to share some of the wisdom that has been imparted to me. And I also believe that people that are on the same journey are going to be coming to this conference. And even more than even me as a speaker or some of the keynote speakers, the relationships that you will make there will be transformative. And an example I wanted to share with you is that I had a wonderful coach about 6 years ago. And through him, he introduced me to a colleague that over a phone conversation, we had an hour and a half phone conversation, and I got invited to a trip to France.
Wow.
And at that trip, I met another person that he and I decided to co-write a book together.
It was
really just because my relationship with my coach brought me to a peer group that was about seven layers beyond my own existing peer group. And I think fundamentally we are hardwired for belonging, meaning that sometimes we're in a group of people, and if we actually excel, we might suffer an envy attack. And so in order to survive, we have to actually create another group of colleagues in which to belong, but we won't make that shift until we actually have that network. So my belief about the conference and the people going to that conference is it will be a new network of people vibrating at a higher level of calling that can be another place where you can find a sense of belonging and support that may not exist in your own hometown or your own community.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And, you know, I want to take a couple minutes to just explain the amazing thing that God is doing in the lives of entrepreneurs who choose to utilize social media. And I say that not because I'm promoting any social media, because they are not sponsors of this show, but I can only share what has been beneficial for me. And this conversation between Jennifer and I came out of a social media connection. When I did an e-blast about the Vision Conference, Jennifer and I connected and one of the social media. So if you are listening out there and you are not yet embracing, that is a good way because it gives you exposure globally and like-minded spirits will connect. Because I have not yet met Jennifer in person, standing face to face, but I tell you, it is as if we are soulmates, and I don't know how she feels, but that's how I feel. It's like she has been with me through my childhood until now we grow up into women. And it's amazing when God connects you with divine people that is part of your plan. So I just want to thank the social media for allowing me this amazing opportunity to have a new friend, a new colleague, and a new sister. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how you feel, my friend, but that's how I feel, and you will never, ever deprive me from that.
Well, I think I feel so lucky because when I had, for the listeners, when I reached out to Daphne, I simply had wanted to participate next year, and I shared some content, mm-hmm. and I was very not pretentious about my contribution, mm-hmm. and I was amazed at the warmth and openness and receptivity that I received. And in a way, it was almost a sign from God or from the universe that I am on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I also, in terms of synchronicity, I want the listeners to pay attention. The day I started my own company, I actually had a very, you know, six-digit income. I was on a path to a corporate ladder, and many things in my life seemed like they were set. Mm. And I remember telling my husband that I was feeling unfulfilled, and I needed to start my own job. And, you know, he was gracious enough to give me the space and the freedom to fail. And we built in a plan, a timeline in which if I wasn't successful, I would have to get another job. But
mm-hmm.
the week that I actually started my company, I was invited to hear a wonderful poet named David White, who mm-hmm. who's a great orator. He read this poem from Wordsworth's The Prelude that was about a little boy who was making sounds and trying to have owls repeat back the hoo 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 hoo.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I had actually written about that in my senior thesis.
Yes.
And so the idea that week I was actually getting a sign from the owls that mm-hmm. I was on the right path. So
wow.
So you listeners, pay attention to any synchronicity or any clues that are giving you towards your next clue. And,
right.
and if it happens that you're seeing a lot of information about vision, or you're seeing birds, or you're seeing, you know, you're seeing images similar to the logo. Those are signs that really are divine signs that there's a clue for you, and I invite
yes.
you to pay attention to those.
Okay, we have a caller. I want to see whether the caller has a question. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 9089. Do you have a question or are you just listening in?
I'm just listening in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I want to share something. What you just said is such an amazing truth, Jennifer. This past, this past Saturday, I went by my friends Mark and Jeanette and Lucas. I went to visit, and while I was there, I said, you know, I should go ahead and begin to select the music for the conference. Just listen keenly, listeners and everybody, just listen up. And Mark began selecting music off iTunes and playing some of what he had. And I was just listening, and he hit one certain song, and I want it to be a surprise, so I'm not going to name the song because I want you to hear it when you come to the conference. He played a song. I said, that's it. I said, that one is the theme song, okay? He said, you sure know? I said, yep, no if and but. I said to him, just play it four times. That's the theme song. Jennifer and listeners, Sunday, when I went to church, church went a little over for those people who wanted to continue in prayer and worship. And one woman went up for prayer, and she was on her way back to her seat. The Spirit instructed me to hug the woman. I hugged her. The Spirit say, hug her tighter. I hugged her tighter, and she began crying. At the end of her tears, she opened her eyes, looked at me, and repeat the words to me of the song that I chose to be the theme song. And I want to make it a secret because I don't want people to play it before they come to the conference. So I'm not saying what the song is.
Right.
I want them at the conference to experience that. Just to confirm and affirm what Jennifer just said to you. Look for the clues around you. They are around you. This conference is not an accident.
You know, Daphne, can I just share, I've not heard that story until this moment, but
yes.
There's a really beautiful metaphor in it. Because at first pass, it seems as if your desire is to comfort and to share love to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But through
mm-hmm.
your loving her, she has
mm-hmm.
a gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm actually experiencing now, in the moment, is that the people that are called to come, I'm wondering what gift they have for me.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
that,
my
that,
God.
That I need you to come. Because I don't know what message you have for me.
Yes.
And it's not like I'm here to share with you my journey, blah, blah, blah. It's that we're in this journey, and we both have things to give one another. And
yes.
I can't wait to meet the gifts that are there to greet me.
Yes.
And I didn't think
yes.
of it until you just shared that wonderful story.
Yes. And another story I want to share is that... A friend of mine, a woman who lived in Connecticut, and she moved away to Maryland 8 years ago. And we were not in contact. We were in contact via email, and then she changed her email, and then we were out of contact. And she called me last week, Jennifer.
Mm.
And you know that we did not have any speaker on the team that was concentrating on social media, because the Spirit did not confirm anyone who they wanted there to do that. So the slot has been opened ever since we put the team together.
Mm.
This lady called me and she said, for 2 years I've been trying to get your phone number, and I've been asking a certain individual for the phone number. Never got it. And she said, the Spirit just told me this morning to go on White Pages, and I found you. And she said, Daphne, I'm calling you to share this with you because I know you will understand. And she said, you remember my three little children? I said, yes, by the way, how old are they now? And she said, they are 16, 14, and 12. And she said, Daphne, I called to share with you that they founded their own social media network. They are in 14 states and 19 countries. I said, what? And she explained again. I said, we are having a vision conference. You think they would want to come and speak? And she said, I'm sure. And Jennifer and listeners, she spoke with the children. They will be at the conference. Not only will they be at the conference, but they too will be on this radio show in a couple of weeks. Because remember, we are featuring all the speakers that will be at the conference. So they will be on the show. Again, I'm not saying who they are yet until I put them out on the blog. But I'm telling you, come with your tissues. Come with your towel. Because there's going to be a lot of sharing, a lot of power, a lot of gifts being distributed at that conference. Because the people who are coming there are the people who are visionaries, who have gifts to give to each other, not only the speakers, but each attendee who come will be special. I just wanted to share that bit of story. So, now, what are some of your gifts? And we don't want you to go into detail, Jennifer, but what can people expect from you when they come? I mean, the ones that you already planned, because I know you are full of surprises. God keep working through you by the second.
Yeah, well, I think the greatest gift that I offer is that I'm a business coach and have worked primarily with CEOs over the last 6 years. And I also am very spiritual. Mm-hmm. And in my work, it seems as if there are spiritual people go to spiritual conferences and business people go to strategy conferences. Mm-hmm. And what I would love to be is a bridge between the two.
Wonderful,
so
wonderful.
I have real templates, real support for people that have businesses that are fully, you know, full businesses with 200 plus employees.
Mm-hmm.
And also some things for entrepreneurs who have good ideas, but yet haven't actually put through a business plan.
Right.
And, you know, so my message really is a little bit of rigor,
mm-hmm.
because there is the language of profit. There is the language of balanced scorecard. There is the language of ideas that have to get shareholder buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
And the muscle that I have really developed and practiced is how to actually translate good ideas into profit. And
that's right.
And profit in terms of cash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because while I was waiting on you to call in, one of the things I was saying on the air is that I strongly feel, and you listen to a lot of the economists, they tell you that the world's turnaround is, you know, greatly dependent on entrepreneurs. And not only to impact our immediate families, on state or cities. However, it is depending on us to change the world. So we have the responsibility. And this is why we are committing to help entrepreneurs and small business owners to get focus, get clarity of their vision, get the identity of the race that they were called to be running. Because there are a lot of people out there who are running other people's race. And we will never get any place running somebody else's race. We can support them, encourage them, but we should not be running their race. So we need to just understand what it is we are about. And I want to welcome the people in the chat room. And if you have any questions, remember you can call 646-915-9149. 8166. And if you're in the chat room and have a question, please type it and we will relate it to Jennifer. Okay?
And Daphne, I do want to share with you that so when I work with clients, they become part of the Friends of Jen Alumni Club. And the Alumni Club has generated 238 new jobs this year. And
wow.
So when I think about there are as many stories of success and job creation, but the media doesn't work with stories like that. The media works with stories with fear, because
mm-hmm.
fear creates people to purchase things that they don't need.
Exactly.
And those are things that keep the economy going. But there's job growth, and I'm proud of the job growth in my network.
That's right. That's right. And this is the beauty. You know, I am so thankful that God has given me this unique opportunity to be on the radio, because this is what He wants me to do, to use this to tell the good news, you know, globally, you know, so long as people are willing to come on to share their stories. I know after this conference, we will be having a lot of testimonies. People will be calling in and want to come and share, because we have structured and designed this conference to create support for the people. Not only are you going to be coming to the conference, get hyped up and leave. No, this is not this kind of a conference. You are going to hold us accountable, and we are going to hold you accountable. So we are in this together. So I'm glad that Jennifer took the time to share that. Okay, any other insights on the Vision Conference? Any feelings that you're having about that conference, Jennifer?
Well, I think that it just is a moment in time that will only be the chemistry of the people that are there. I've been beginning to do some prayers around my presence. I think one of the hardest things as a coach is to understand that if you have insight, it's only because you're a clear channel.
Mm-hmm.
And when a person sometimes in my role gets attached to the ego and the compliments and the pride, and the hardest thing for my practice is realizing that the only reason I have insight is because I've really worked hard to clear, you know, to be open to the wisdom that's there. And the truth is, it's actually there for everybody.
Yes.
It just so happens that I practice really hard at clearing to get the messages. So my work is to prepare for it is really, how can I honor this moment in time that has been a life's work?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, be open to my role to share what messages come, and to really keep my ego in check, so that I really honor the work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so in my mind, I think that's my preparation.
Yes.
And to, you know, you have to have confidence and clarity, but
yes,
it has to be balanced with humility and receptivity. And
that's
it is
right.
A tightrope walk that I walk as a human being,
mm-hmm.
and I just know that it's going to require me to be more centered and more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where many people that take care of other people often don't take good care of themselves.
Right.
And the only way I can teach this is to model it. So I'm working on taking extraordinary care with myself,
mm-hmm.
so that I have the energy and the presence and the centeredness to truly
mm-hmm.
serve.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. You know, anyone who is listening now or people who will listen later, I'm sure we'll get the understanding. They listened last week to Ed Foxworth III. This week you are listening to Jennifer Sertle. Tomorrow you'll be listening to the Power Panel. And that is enough to tell you that this is not just a conference. This is a life-transforming event. Because, as Jennifer says, how often we caregivers, we take care of others, but we don't normally take care of ourselves. And this event is designed so you do just that. Begin to take care of yourself so you are not saying one thing and demonstrating another. Your language will be in sync with your image, because we need to begin to practice what we preach. We all need to begin to be walking billboards of our services, because we will be the ones who tell our stories best. Okay, we have 11 minutes remaining. You can still call in. The number is 646-915-8166. So, words of wisdom, Miss Jennifer.
Well, one of the things that I hope gets accomplished is I have this wonderful image of a water droplet coming off of a leaf, and it creates these ripples, and I'm sure you can see, you know, three or four concentric circles. And one of the things that we're going to accomplish at the Vision Conference is that people are going to be able to name and claim their wake. And by that is that, you know, if I love CSI and cold case, I love the idea that people can actually go back in time and see DNA imprints of a person, that a person was physically there. And it's usually used in crime scenes. But I'm like, wait a minute. What if we actually use DNA for the future? And we're able to say, if I am someplace, what is the gift I leave behind? So I actually have an activity that each person is going to leave with clear language around when they create presence, what they leave behind. And it's going to really glorify their highest self.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled just because that's my dream, is that anytime I go on an airplane, I ask a person, what's left in your wake? And they're able to tell me. And then my experience with them affirms it. That is my greatest gift. And poor, I feel so sorry for all the people that do fly with me, because I get up this exercise and I'll say, here's my chance to make sure this person has this image. And, and so I look forward to more people, me traveling and then saying, here's my wake, Jen. I would love that. People to just email, here's my wake. What is your wake?
Yes. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay, we have 9 minutes remaining. Remember, if you want to talk to the amazing Jennifer Sirtle, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. And I want to remind you to join us tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 17th at 10 o'clock, when my first guest will be all the way from Scotland, and that amazing expert will be Jan Molak. And afterwards, we will be having a power panel with some amazing people. We're going to have Mr. Troy Scott, who is a businessman from Arizona. We are having Pastor and Prophet Bob Hawley. Then we are having Faye's an attorney. I'm not good at pronouncing her names, but I'm going to spell it. Her last name is UGOKWE. And I was blessed to be on her show last week. Amazing conversation for Women's History Month. And tomorrow, too, on the power panel, we'll be having Miss Corrine, affectionately known as Coco Melvin. So, speak about energy for tomorrow. We are going to be burning the airwaves up. So, be sure to join us again tomorrow morning when we will continue this amazing conversation around vision. And on the 24th, we again will have another panel, including some of the experts from the conference and other people who are just ordinary people out there. They are not speakers at the conference, but they have great vision stories. And they hopefully they too will be attending the conference. So we look forward to having your support. So Jennifer, 4 minutes. There's 7 minutes. I'm giving you four and I'll take three for your closing thoughts, my sister.
So all of you listening, I hope you have a journal and I hope that you're writing in your journal on a regular basis. Our ability to think and our ability to get our thoughts on paper increases our likelihood to follow through by 200%. And, you know, one of the things that I work on is studying neuroscience. I research and do a lot of work on how the brain works. Mm-hmm. And most of us are living our pattern that we learned when we were children. And it's usually between the age of 5 and 7, it's the first time we actually have the ability to tell a story, I am, you fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, unfortunately, the early patterning and the early storytelling that begin our language around how we fit in the world begins to create a pattern unless we have awareness to rewrite that. And so the ability to journal and the ability to objectify your thoughts and to see yourself is a really useful strategy to repattern your brain and repattern your thoughts. And I do believe that our thoughts create our reality. And if you're living a life that you're wondering, why is my life like it is, we have to do a major intervention so that you think differently. And if we can impact your thinking, we can impact your behavior. But it comes with understanding thought first. And just like the good book says, there was the word, and the word created reality.
Mm-hmm.
Four words create reality too. And so my only final statement is just that regardless of your journey, regardless of if the vision conference is your path or not your path, the journal and your ability to think on paper is a discipline that I have never heard of a person breaking through without the discipline of the journal. And so that is my accountability statement for you, is that I want you to continue to listen to Daphne. I want you to come if you can to the conference. I want you to pay attention to the signals and signs in your environment, and I want you to commit to writing in your journal, because it is such a vital part of your ability to transform your thoughts.
All right. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please hang around just in case. You know, we have those last-minute people who always want to call in the last minute. So just in case, I want you to stick around a couple more minutes with me, Jennifer. And I want to go ahead and remind you that our panelist tomorrow will be D.A. Williams, Coco Melvin, Bob Farley, Troy Scott, and Faye. So we have an amazing lineup for you. And, of course, we will have in an independent segment with Joe Molak all the way from Scotland. Well, I am super excited, and I can't wait for that conference to have all the powerful energy in the room. I'm not only speaking of the experts, I'm speaking of you, the attendees, because we too will be learning a lot from you. Know that you are created for greatness, and we are committed to helping you embrace that greatness. Or if you have not yet tapped into and identify your greatness, we want to help you do just that, so that you will get the opportunity of experience the authentic life that you were created to experience. You are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul, who said, thank you for joining me this morning and for joining my colleague and friend, Jennifer Sertl. And we look forward to seeing you at the Vision Conference weekend on May the 6th through the 9th at the Heritage Hotel in Southbury. Visit us at www.visionweekendconference.com. Remember to follow your destiny and do not allow anyone to derail you on this journey. So long. Stay tuned. We see you tomorrow. God bless you, and I love you. Thank you, Jennifer, for such an amazing conversation.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless you.
I got work to do for the fundraising.
Yes.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now, but give begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Oh, so when is it going to clear? Oh, no, I gave them a check already because I need to get the phone. But I need to call University of Bridgeport to pay money to get my credit. So can you tell me how much I have in the account? $2,956. All right. Okay, so what time you think I can call them? What time you think it's going to come off? All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.